Morning Hockey Talk with Boomer. Only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Like a raindrop, she's got the look. Heavenly bound, cause heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a color, a loving is a wild dog. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look. What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl tumble?
I smell terrific. One word. Look out.
That's right, Lou. This would be Roxette, is it?
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
Artist of the day.
Artist of the day here on your Thursday morning is Roxette, apparently. We'll be playing some Roxette music throughout the morning for you. Your game day sponsor, South Point Toyota Scion. The Flames continue their search for a berth in the Stanley Cup Final tonight in Anaheim. Last night, the Detroit Red Wings, in spite of outshooting the Tampa Bay Lightning by a wide margin, could not find a way to beat Ben Bishop, and it's the Lightning off to round number two. They'll take on the Montreal Canadiens. And, there is something about yesterday. I changed my pick. I had the Lightning, and you threw it out there. You're like, anybody want to change? We're going to game seven. I said, yeah, I'll take the Wings. They didn't score a goal.
Once and for all, proving you're a jinxy pants.
Jinxy pants.
Yeah, well.
I smell terrific.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Can't have it all.
Can't have it all. Bob Hartley getting his team ready. We had a great conversation with him, on Tuesday or Wednesday, whichever it was, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And he said, so off day for you or game day, what do you do? Well, you get up early and you start going through everything. I'll watch the last game and go through and see if there's anything and prepare himself for whatever happens. Say we lose a defenseman, say we lose two, say we lose a centerman, say our goal or whatever. He needs to be prepared for every single wrinkle or scenario that could present itself in that game.
What if Englund gets a misconduct and I need a penalty killing defenseman? Right?
Got to have every scenario played out. And I think it's clear that he is as prepared as anybody. So he has been preparing for this series against the Anaheim Ducks, and yesterday spoke about what is awaiting them at the Honda Center tonight.
You look at their four lines. The biggest challenge that we have with the Ducks is that they have four lines with kind of a different game. They will come at you in a different way. They have Getzlaff, who's obviously very, very good offensively with his crew. Then Kessler is a big center that they used to play against other teams' top line. Then you have the kid Rackle that is doing very well with his line, and Thompson, which is a great energy line. So they each have an identity, and they're still playing a great team game. And you get their six defensemen, they jump in the attack. So they're very dangerous. They're big and they're fast.
Mm-hmm. And aside from that, really not much to see. The one thing he didn't talk about was the goaltending. And I mean, maybe I'm out to lunch, maybe we're out to lunch. But as we said, what's the one thing in playoff hockey? You need goaltending. You need good goaltending. You can have everything else can be great. Your power play, 5-on-5, penalty kill, your score, all of that. You don't have good goaltending, you are sunk. And more than anything else, I see this as the one area where the Flames can legitimately have a decided edge. If Frederik Andersen, if you can get to him, if the pressure, if all of that gets to him a little bit. Now, he played a year ago, but he was a little in and out. Gibson saw time. Hiller saw time. and he was very good against Winnipeg. So maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree. But if this guy doesn't play his best, if the pressure gets to him a little bit, and if Hiller can play like he's been playing, no softies, good, just, again, rebound controlling, don't worry about a little bit.
Even
if, that's the one, sorry, just the final thought. That's the one area where I think the Flames can have an edge.
Even if Anderson, I think what you worry about is Hiller, right? Because you got to control what you can control. And it's, even if Anderson plays well, guess what, Hiller? You have to play better.
Yeah.
If he gives up one, you give up none. He gives up two, you got one mistake to make. You know, I don't know if Anderson has a long enough history of failure for us to count on him, you know.
Not really.
Coming up short. But either way, Hiller, outplay him. You're obviously, hot take, helping your causes.
Yeah.
If you allow fewer goals than your opponent, you'll win.
Because when we talk about, well, can Monahan and all, can this line outplay that line? I think when we really strip it down, it's can you keep that line from feasting on the Flames? Can you keep the Getzlaff line from putting up 10 points in one game? Can you keep Corey Perry in check to a certain... I don't even think it's, you got to outscore him, you got to be better, you got to dominate that line. I think it's just about trying to keep the, you know, keep your thumb in the dam and keep things from the
floodgates.
You just got
to make sure you're chewing enough gum.
Yeah, keep the floodgates from blowing wide open. But then all of a sudden, if your goaltending can be better than the other teams, that's the X factor to me in this whole series.
They can do it. I mean, that's, you know, Hartley talked about all the, you know, their four lines and how they're a little bit different. Again, you go back to, that's great. We understand it. We know it. What are we going to do? And power play, pretty much every series is the same, right? Okay, get good goaltending, win special team.
Yeah.
Those are the first two. After that, well, you better want it more. Blocking shots, block every shot. Don't let a puck to the net. Don't let Perry get in front of the net and pick up rebounds, because don't allow the puck to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You got to block them.
That's what Dennis Wyman was saying yesterday. The key is really to keep them to the outside.
They're going to get their shifts in the O-zone. They're going to get their cycle going. They're a big, skilled line that, you know, managed to get cycles going against everybody in the league. So there's going to be some shifts when they do, and we just got to try to take the middle of the ice away from them when we can. And then when there's a bobbled puck or we can pick one of the cycles off, we got to jump and go. And against those guys, the main thing we got to do is get the puck out as fast as possible, get it in deep and make them play defense and try to hem them in there so that they don't have the legs to go back on offense.
One of the big things I see too, just, and I picked it up off of what he's saying, is they are going to get in your zone. But if Schlemko, and I don't know if it's Weatherspoon or Potter, whoever, they have to be good. Not great, but they have to be able to go out and have a shift, and probably Boudreaux's going to see it and throw one of his top lines out there to try and capitalize on it. They have to survive those shifts.
And the bad news for the Flames, Schlemko did not skate again yesterday. There's obviously at least a little bit of concern surrounding that. He's the one guy you can lean on for, you know, 10 to 15 minutes out of that third pairing. They haven't given Weatherspoon more than 5 or 6 minutes outside of the game in Winnipeg, which was nothing.
Yeah.
So that might be something to watch for. If Schlemko isn't himself, look out. You actually only have four defensemen at that point.
And that's the other thing against the Vancouver Canucks. Now, the series went six games. And, of course, the top four guys played their huge minutes. These are going to, if let's say it's 24, 25 minutes for Dennis Wydog, this is going to be a tougher 25 minutes than what it was against Vancouver. That's no disrespect to the Canucks, but it's just, it's going to be a different kind of 25 in this series than it was last round.
Well, remember that long shift that England had? He's not going to, well, he'll get so tired he won't be able to, but playing against the Sedins, as good as they are, you saw the approach. You're not going to get tired playing that way. I'm going to stand here.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know that you can do that against these guys, because I think they're big enough and strong enough. They want to take the puck to the net. They're going to engage you in that, and it's going to tire you out more. The one saving grace for the three defensemen that play. I'm sorry, Derek England, you're not a great skater. But the three other guy, big minute guys, good skaters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a saving, you know, it's a real blessing. Because if you had more muckers like England having to play those minutes, you'd start to get wore out.
Well, back to Weidman. You talk about what they did against the Sedins. I'm going to stand in this post. You stay there. And if they want to go from the corner to back down low again, let them do it. We're not chasing. Can you do that on the Ducks, specifically Corey Perry? Because there aren't many guys that play it like Corey Perry does. High level of skill, but he's also, he's gritty, loves to engage, and he is a menace in front of the net.
Plays extremely hard. I think he's, like I said earlier there, he's probably the most skilled guy in front of the net. He's a tough guy to handle there. He's a big guy with an extremely long reach and great hands. So, you just got to make sure you don't lose body position on him and try to stay in front of him when he starts spinning and using his body to try to block you out. You got to try to work your way around and make sure you try to get a stick. And he's going to be going hard and coming hard at us, and we just got to match it.
Got to match it.
And discipline's key there, too, because he can drive you crazy.
Wow.
You better be.
The thing about it, and again, you almost want to try to turn the table because he is so hot and he does get under your skin. Do you have a guy that can take a shot at him and get a stick or a whack on him and maybe get him taking penalties on you? Because he does do that.
Yeah.
He can lose his top a little bit. So if you can do that, that's a big bonus. Get under his skin as opposed to him getting under yours.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing is all those intangibles. We don't have to jump. We're kind of running through things, but third and fourth line, what are you going to do? Ferland, are you going to bang and crash and smack those defensemen around? Are you going to get a hit on Kessler? Can he take a run at Perry?
Take out Boschman.
Yeah. What, Brandon Bolig, what do you got for us?
Well, and you know what? It's the same point. But, Josh Juris is not going to be a big physical presence.
No, but he can
Yuri Hudler is not going to be a big physical presence. So, you know what? Like you say, it's on Brandon Bolig. It's on Joel Colburn. It's on Michael Ferland. You'd better do what you can do. Because you can't give them a night off. You can't, you know what? I thought it was going to be a little bit harder tonight, but... Really, Colburn wasn't in on me like I thought he was going to be. Ferland really wasn't running around like we saw in round number one. They have to.
Ferland, Colburn, Bolig. Those are your big. But Juris, you got to get in there and bump. You have to stir it up a little bit. You got the speed to get there. Get on a guy. Everyone's got to play that. Everyone's got to believe they can make a difference. I do think they feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not doing our picks yet, are we?
Not yet. Next round.
Yeah, and I don't think we're shedding too much light on what you need to do to win. If you look at the script for game one in Vancouver, they weren't the best team that night, but they hung in there. They got some big saves to keep things close when they needed to. And then in the third, they turned it on. You get a bounce here or there, a goal, you win. It doesn't have to be pretty. You don't have to outwork Anaheim. You don't have to outshoot these guys 40-20. Just somehow win in that building because they've looked like a different hockey club at the Saddle Dome. They have been much, much better, and why not?
Mm-hmm.
You can pick your spots for that third pairing. But obviously, the crowd starts to get riled up when the hits come. Ferland's impact in the series is much bigger in Calgary than it was in Vancouver because every time he hit someone, you could hardly hear yourself think it was so loud in there.
I'm looking at stage in 4 points. Jones, 5 points. Are you going to get that? Because those guys can make up some ground. If your top line's not as good as Perry and Getzlaf, maybe they will be.
Mm-hmm.
But make up ground where you can.
And like you say, when you're in Anaheim, you don't have that last change. It's what Boudreau does.
Yeah.
Would he rather have either Kessler or Getzlaf? Okay, well, one of you is going to take the Monahan line. Staging. Kessler, you're on the staging line. We're going to get you out as often as we can. On Stajan's line. Right. And we'll leave Backlund for whatever other line.
Raquel or whatever.
Yeah. Winning on the road, getting one in that building. Bob Hartley would agree.
You don't need a Harvard degree to figure our situation. We need to go and get one in Anaheim and win three at home. Like that's, you know, like that. That's the most simple way that we're looking at our situation right now. So whether we win the first one, second one, third one, or last one, you know, like we're okay with this. But obviously, we're going to try to win them all.
Again, that's again hot take, I suppose. But we saw what getting the split in Vancouver did. I think it made a difference coming home 1-1.
Oh,
you saw it in Winnipeg. They lost the, I mean, they lost handily, and then they were close
game two,
getting a split. They had the OT game. If they come back 1-1
to that building,
I think it's a different story, because once it was 3-0, game four meant nothing. Good the crowd wasn't the same. The team wasn't the same. It was all different. And then they fell apart and they took dumb penalties. Nothing bigger than the split. If you can, like you say, no one is going to be picking the Flames, and no one's going to say, oh, they're better than the Ducks. But when you get on the ice, that's what it's about.
Well,
and can they win one? I think they can.
They can win one. And that's just it. I mean, you're picking your picks. It's not, it's going to be close. The Flames are going to win some hockey games, right? Like, they play too well and too hard to, oh, we're not going to show up and work now. So they'll stay in it, and that's when you're in it, you got that chance.
Yeah.
Get a bounce, get a break, score, you know, who knows?
And well, you look at the Vancouver game. Look at the nice little forecheck on Edler, spits the puck to the middle, David Jones scores. Can't write that up.
Look at the Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
They're game four, down 2-0. They're going to go down 3-1 in the series. It's a, you know, it's not lights out, but it's right next to it. 5 minutes left, they score two goals and win it over.
Yeah.
Keep it close, stay in it, pull one out.
Fan feedback line is open as always, 960-960 on your mobile phone. As a soldier at the base in Petawawa, you would not believe the looks I get when I drive in with Roxette blaring. Priceless.
It's not the typical music for
soldiers. We appreciate that, good sir. Brave. We appreciate everything you're doing for the Flames and beyond. We'll be back. It is 7:18. We do have our picks, the second round. Who's going? And who's not making it out alive? We'll find out when we come back. And as well, a little story about how the internet can get you. The internet got me a little bit yesterday. I was like, oh, geez, I thought it was something very exciting. And then I realized it was not so much. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer talking sports in the morning. Text him now at 960-960. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
I see you comb your hair and give me that grin. It's making me spin now, spinning within. Before I melt like snow, I say hello. How do you do?
You know what's great is we're getting, now it seems like everybody's an expert on the Roxette library. You know, Crash Boom Bang is a really underrated song. It's like, okay.
We're not changing anything.
Celebrate their entire catalog.
Play Fading Like a Flower. That's a ballad. We're not pulling a ballad into this.
A little better than TLC, Rhett, wouldn't you say? Or the
Roxette, baby!
What was the band that we gave DeForest not long ago and he was playing the
Brian
ballad?
Adams. It
was
Brian Adams! Brian Adams!
Yes. Some days you can only do so much.
Something from the heart? Like, come on, Jay. Can't be playing that.
Your game day sponsor today for the Flames is South Point Toyota Scion here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. So I'm on the old Twitter there yesterday, and I'm scanning through just to kind of see what's going on after my nap. Did I miss anything? And then I see this tweet with a big picture of Evgeny Malkin. It's like, Malkin are the Pittsburgh Penguins looking to trade Evgeny Malkin? And I'm thinking, man, this is interesting. I will have to read this to see what this story is all about. And because I'm thinking, we just talked about that the other day. So I get into the Pittsburgh Penguins, another disappointing end of the season, bloggy, 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 lots of cap space, bloggy, bloggy, bloggy. And then is there a chance they could be trading one of their superstars, namely Evgeny Malkin? This was the topic of conversation on Boomer and Rhett in the morning on Calgary's Fan 96. I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, no.
Well, that's not news. That's just us talking. No one takes this serious, what we do here, do they? Sportsnet wrote a story. Elliot Friedman was on with Boomer and Rhett on Calgary's Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Not serious enough to send us to Anaheim.
Yeah. Are you bitter about that one?
I heard you talking about it.
Yeah, we...
I'll plead the fifth.
Last round, my understanding is, maybe I might get in trouble for saying it, but...
Careful now.
Drop it.
Somebody went to Vancouver last round.
Wasn't us. We were here.
No one from Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
You were here. Right?
I was here.
Pinder?
I was here. Were you?
I was here.
No. Jay? You were here? Okay, so it was none of us.
Steiny?
No, he was here.
Kerr?
No, I heard him at the Dome. He was definitely here.
Hmm.
So someone within this building
Will.
Was sent to Vancouver. It was not Tim. Who's Tim?
Was it Hugh Burrell? Was Hugh Burrell there?
No, he's not from Calgary.
Hugh Burrell.
We get an email this morning. Well, let me reference it.
We're a bunch of pouty pants.
Is this so you guys are sour grapes? Yes, more or less. This is from the senior producer from Breakfast Television. Subject line, Ted Henley in Anaheim for games 1 and 2.
Does he got family down there?
No. No,
he's going for the games.
He's going down to be there for the games.
Oh, he's a big fan.
What will he be doing? Well, no, he, on behalf of Rogers, is on his way and is in Anaheim along with the senior producer. So the two of them flew down to Anaheim for games 1 and 2. Hi, everyone. If you'd like to do a hit with Ted, let me know. Pinder thought it was appropriate, and I kind of agree. A hit is radio slang for a call-in or a conversation over the phone.
It's not like going into an alley and some creepy person.
If you'd like to do an interview with Ted, let me know. I'll be there. We have some hits Friday and Monday on BT. So they're
Would this be said Ted?
Yes. I referenced him as Guy Smiley. It's close, right?
I can see that.
So if we want some insider knowledge on the series, they've sent Guy Smiley.
We don't dislike you, Ted. That's just, right?
It's Ted's a nice guy.
It's not a shot against you.
Sounds like a shot.
Hmm.
Well, it's calling them names.
Well, they've got
nothing to say about that.
They were resourceful. Breakfast Television went out. This is a big deal. Seems like a lot of people in Calgary are very excited about it.
That's right.
Let's find a way to get ourselves down to California. Ah, they did that.
So why didn't you do that for us, Boom?
Yes, Boom, Boom.
You're the lead guy.
I know. Let's do this. Let's send Pinder. There's people out here on the street. Maybe if he holds up a sign.
Holds out his flat-brimmed hat.
Anaheim or bust.
Raise some dough.
Yeah. Raise some dough. Let us go.
last time I had a sign on the street, it didn't go so well.
All I know is...
It's warmer today.
Yeah.
Barely.
But it comes down to, I feel like there's, if we're going to be passing around a hat, there's probably better things to do with the money than sending one of us to Anaheim. Just a thought.
Like what?
Well, charity.
Nepal. Earthquake. Sure. Okay.
Something, yeah.
That's fair.
I could get behind that.
Now we're wondering if they were to win this series and go to Chicago, I think the janitor's next in line.
Well, we do need someone to cover it.
I think the cleaning lady, if anybody wants to do a hit with the cleaning lady, she will be in Chicago or St. Paul for round 3.
If they go to Chicago, I'm going.
I'm coming with you.
I don't care what anyone says. They can shove it. I will be in Chicago.
I got a little hot tip.
Mark my word.
Hot tip on Chicago, boys. The morning show starts an hour later when you're in the central time zone.
Yeah.
Anaheim's not the one you want to go to because 5:30 comes at 4:30.
I'm not going to Minnesota. Sorry.
Sleepy.
No, there's no need.
Sleepy pants. They get to Chicago. We're going.
There's baseball in Minnesota, though.
Baseball in Chicago. They got two teams.
Since when?
All kinds of baseball.
The White Sox aren't.
All right. Picks.
Oh!
Round two. This will surprise you, but there are only four series.
Well, and that's why it sucks.
There are only four series, and
it's only down here from now. The Flames had better win, because I want to have something to watch.
You
want
to go to Chicago.
I want to go to Chicago, but I also want, at night, to have an interest. The Flames are out. There's only two games. One of them's boring.
Yeah. Just before we move on, now last round, you said the Canucks radio from Vancouver, they were like morning show and afternoon show were here?
Well, I saw a ton of their stuff. I know their midday crew was here. Their host of Canucks was here. There was a sizable crew from the Sports Talk West Coast people.
Right. Mm.
Very convenient and close, Vancouver.
That's a huge market.
Direct flights.
Quick,
my understanding.
Lots of them. Go to Abbotsford if you want.
So let's start with the East.
Mm.
Who's in the East? Okay.
I'm tweeting these out like I did last round, by the way.
Well, you have...
Well, before we start, what was the final tally?
All right. Well, we allowed Boomer to amend his pick yesterday, right? That didn't go so well for him.
Yeah, thank you for
that.
He
finishes with a mark of 4-3. And if you're thinking 4-3, that adds to 7. Well, remember, he didn't pick in the Calgary-Vancouver
series.
Yeah,
I didn't pick a winner in that Vancouver-Calgary.
He had Ottawa, that bit him. But he did have Minnesota beating St. Louis, which was impressive. And you had Washington beating the
Washington.
Islanders.
And then I switched from Tampa Bay to Detroit yesterday.
You could have been 5-2.
I picked the wrong horse.
Yeah.
I got sucked in by the last minute. I kind of like the action. It's like Vegas. Just when the guy at the roulette table is about to give the old no more bets.
5-3.
I drop
double zero.
A few down.
Double zero.
It's got to hit.
Okay. Rhett was 5-3. He picked the Islanders because he liked their jersey colors. That didn't go so well. Everything else
stupid
pretty solid.
Tavares. Score a goal.
Also, you had St. Louis. So that hurt you and I.
Man.
And what were you going to do? We all had the Jets, which cost us. I was 6-2. Thank the
you know what?
The kids
you
in Tampa
your
for that.
Stupid Jets. What a bunch of.
This is ridiculous.
All right. Next.
All right, round two. We start in the East. Boom, tee us up.
The Washington, you know, I'm going to save that one because I think maybe a drink. Tampa Bay at Montreal. The Montreal Canadiens, home ice.
Now, do you want me to break it down or just give you the winner?
I want you to break it down.
Well, Tampa Bay can't score.
Like, don't take forever.
Stamkos is hurt and grumpy and pouting. I don't trust that Ben Bishop. And Carey Price is the best goaltender in the world.
So you're taking Tampa.
Tampa.
These were the two best teams in the Atlantic Division. 2 points separated them. Montreal 110, Tampa Bay 108. They both had 50 victories.
And the Canadiens are going to the semis.
All right. I've got Rhett down for an MTL. I'm taking Tampa. They owned the Habs in the season series. 5-0 this year against Montreal.
I'm going to let you turn your mic off, shake your head a little bit, and see if something rattles into place.
I'm going to take no, just kidding. I'm still taking Tampa. Everyone's sort of saying, oh, geez, Stamkos isn't going. Well, they got through a round without Stamkos going. It speaks to their depth.
Nah, they fluked it out.
And as much as Bishop, it was shaky. He still hung a zero last night. I'm taking Tampa. I know that might come back to haunt me. I'm taking Tampa.
I know regular season means nothing. But in the regular season, at home, Tampa Bay, 32-8-1. Really impressive. On the road, 18-16-7.
Not so impressive.
They don't have home ice. They don't have Carey Price. That rhymes. It's Montreal.
Well, does rhyme.
Done.
Wow. Jeez, he's on.
They got two picks for the Habs, one for Tampa.
That's correct. The Washington Capitals at the New York Rangers.
I hate the Caps with my whole heart.
All
Therefore,
of it? Your whole heart or the hole in your heart?
No, it's going to be a repeat of last year's semifinal. The Rangers will win. They're too deep. They're too good. Their defense is dynamite. And they have the second best goalie in the world. Go Rangers.
I like taking upsets. I like to have upsets. But that Rangers D has gotten a lot better.
Oh.
I will take Washington.
Oh!
Just because I like the upsets.
You're a brave soul.
Better than liking the jersey. Not by much, but a little better.
Yeah, Caps only 12 points behind the Rangers in the regular season standing.
Did they lose their goalie for 2 months?
Only 8.
Rangers' best team in the league in the regular season. They missed the king for, what, 2 months? Cam Talbot was carrying the mail. They added Yandel. I love the Rangers in this series. And for all the love of the Capitals, with 2 months left in the year, they weren't even in the thing. They were fighting for 8th.
Just like Vegas.
Taking the Rangers, baby.
It's a roll of the dice. Who's shooting? I'm shooting. Go Caps.
No Dino's chance. Got the Capitals. Rangers Retro and I got the Rangers.
Oh, isn't that cute?
Well, we are two peas in a pod.
Right. To the west, the Minnesota Wild in Chicago. Hawks home ice. Cool. Regular season will tell you only 2 points between the two.
That's it.
Hawks had 2 more wins. Minnesota more row wins.
Row.
Chicago, round 1, Darling and Crawford both played. Neither spectacular. Devin Dubnyk, Vezina Trophy nominee.
Row. I'm a firm believer that goaltending wins. And Dubnyk is better right now.
No, they just beat Pekka-Rinne. What do you mean goaltending wins?
Yeah, and Dubnyk was better than Pekka-Rinne.
That was a different series. Saying Darling beat.
Oh.
I choked on my coffee there a little bit.
I hate Minnesota. I just can't get into them. But I feel like this is a win-win for me because I'm picking Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And if Chicago wins, I won't be upset.
You're happy, yeah.
So I'm going with Minnesota. I think they're hot. I think that...
How's that a win-win? Are we trying to pick the winner? If you like Chicago...
If Minnesota wins, Chicago. It's his correct pick. But if Chicago wins, he likes the Hawks.
And I can go to Chicago.
Right. Okay, that's a win-win.
It makes no sense.
I'm taking Chicago. I thought this was going to be St. Louis's year. It is not. How can you bet against the Hawks? I really like Darling as well. As good as Minnesota's been, I think it's a long series. Hawks.
Are you telling me you like Darling over Dubnyk at this moment?
Darling's had a real good year. He's unseated.
You were just arguing for the heart for Dubnyk the other day, and now you're telling me that you like Darling over Dubnyk.
I did not say I like him more than Dubnyk. I think the supporting cast in Chicago is better, but I think Darling isn't getting enough credit for having a whale of a round one.
So who are you taking?
I'm taking Chicago.
All right. For me,
one word,
Jonathan Toews, Chicago Blackhawks.
It's too proper nouns.
Jonathan Toews and a Patrick Kane who sat for about 6 or 7 weeks working on a shoulder, but everything else was resting nice.
Just hitting stride.
Who did
now
I take?
Him, isn't he?
You took Minnesota.
That's right. You didn't take Toews. You didn't take Kane. You didn't take Hossa. You didn't take Seabrook. You didn't take Keith. You took Devin Dubnyk.
And Thomas Vanek.
And Jason Pominville.
Moving on, the Ducks and the Calgary Flames.
Now, can you go back?
It's time for a break. I don't know if we can squeeze this
We're almost
in.
Out of time.
Jeez, I bet we'll just do the 3 rounds, huh? No one wants to hear that. No,
you have serious. Buyer's remorse.
I do have a... Maybe jump the gun there.
It's good to have an upset.
That's right. You got to
You got to separate yourself from the pack.
Can't go with my heart all the time. Are we doing the last pick right
last
now?
Pick right now.
Oof.
Ducks, Flames.
Well, I live in Calgary.
Okay. Have you ever been to Anaheim?
I've been to Anaheim.
Okay.
I was there when we last won. I think I got a point.
You did get a point.
That was a while ago.
And a penalty.
I think that... Where's the coin? There's one.
This is taking a long time.
Tick, 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 tick. Spike the ball. Spike the ball.
Yeah, Flames.
Flames win.
Heads or Flames. There you are.
In 6 games.
Whoa. Just like 0-4.
Cease.
All right, Pinder.
Do you want to go first or are you going to?
No, I have to go last. You know that.
I'd love to see them win it. I just see this as being so difficult. I'm going to take the Ducks.
Oh, my.
You?
I'd love to see them do it. I hope
turn
I'm wrong.
Turncoat? Boo!
Man, I don't think I'm ever going to live that down.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What did you just say?
I'll tell you that.
Well, I'm giving you one of these.
Do you want me to go over that one more time?
Stand by.
I'm being too tactical. I was hoping you'd all take the duck so I could take the flames.
It's too close to call for me.
You're gonna abstain?
I don't really know which way to go. And I think I'm just going to stay out of this one. I'm just going to keep my hands off of it. I don't have a feeling one way or the other. I just hope it's fun to watch. But, I mean, who am I to pick sides?
What if we called Ted Henley and got his...
Yeah, should we call Guy Smiley and see what he thinks? So there you go. Pinder takes the Ducks. Retro takes the Flames.
Gio will be back game five.
And I abstain altogether. And once again, you're welcome. Coming back with Ask Rhett. Get ready. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 mornings with Boomer in the Morning. On Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Streaming live at sportsnet.ca/960.
Try to make it, little by little. It's all the Flames need to do.
Yiddle by yiddle.
You're not going to win the whole series in game one. Derek Wills after 8 o'clock in Anaheim. Eric DeHatchik also in Anaheim.
I'm laughing.
Boomer and Warner not in Anaheim.
Because I can just imagine Mr. Guy Smiley and Wilsey just...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Crushing apple teenies at the hotel bar.
We're going to get in trouble.
Are we?
Yeah. Never been to Universal Studios?
This is what happens. You tie me and get me all wound up about stuff and get me and put me on the hot seat.
Have you ever been on the Jurassic Park ride? I have. It was splendid. Yeah. I agree. It was splendid.
Love it. Ask Rhett.
752-960-960 on your mobile phone for Ask Rhett.
It's time for Ask Rhett, answering life's tough questions. Here's your host, Rhett Warner.
Ask Rhett is brought to you by Glenmore Audi. The Spring into Audi sales event is on now, with lease and finance rates from 1.9%, plus up to $9,500 cash back on select new in-stock inventory. Visit glenmoreaudi.com.
I saw an Audi the other day.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I know. They look nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
It's something.
They know what they're doing. 960-960 on your mobile phone. You got a question for Rhett. Now is the time, because it's Ask Rhett for Glenmore Audi. Rhett, what's your opinion on waffle fry nachos? I don't even know. Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know.
You know what the waffle fry is?
Sure, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Just replaces the tortilla chip.
Oh.
And anything with melted cheese and a big carbs and salsa, delicious in my book. Now, I wouldn't order it over the traditional, though. Would not order the nacho or the waffle fry nachos over just the regular.
Yeah.
Yeah. And beef, not chicken.
So are you doing the nachos tonight? You've got a lot of work to do. I mean, you gotta fire a cell phone in the lake. You gotta have nachos. You gotta.
I don't have
Corona.
To do the cell phone in the lake. Remember, we determined that as long as I don't know where it is,
just lose it.
That's good. Stage and we'll score. What is this meathead doing on this?
I don't know. That's Munenori Kawasaki. Have you ever had beers with Eddie Beers?
No.
You guys should play We Got the Rooks mix of Roxette. Well, we had the world debut of We Got the Rooks yesterday morning. We might be able to spin that in for you a little later.
At some point.
Rhett, why are you so tired?
I'm not tired.
Why are you so tired?
Who said I was tired? Did I...
I'm wound up today.
Yeah.
I was tired yesterday.
Retro, I'm going to Mexico Saturday morning. What kind of tequila should I bring back? Mm. Can you go wrong?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can go really wrong.
Because I don't do tequila. That was one of those ruined it for the rest of my life type of things.
Stay away. Yeah. But there again is probably the problem, is the tequila you drank that night. I'm guessing it wasn't off the top shelf.
Spend the extra couple hundred pesos, right?
Yes.
Like, get the good stuff. Yeah. Won't ruin you.
Gym membership or home gym? Well, I have both.
Both are a waste of money. Lipo. Go to the doctor.
No, that's not true.
Get the lipo. You'll feel better. You'll look better. At least you'll get something out of it. If you want to do a fitness challenge, we're going to do one here.
We've been saying that since we were in the old studio.
When I come back.
And Walker was still here.
2 years ago.
I'll be 215.
Is it justifiable to do nothing at work today? It's going to be hard for a lot of guys to get stuff done.
I find that that happens quite often. What is it you say you do around here?
Minesweeper? Is that it?
Oh, it's so addictive. Mm-hmm.
Rhett, I have season tickets, but a couple of buddies buy about half of them off of me. Am I obligated to give them a chance at playoff tickets? They're his seasons.
No.
But he sells them off.
Show me the dough. Yeah.
Well, bidding war.
You want them? Buck it up, buddy.
My fiance found $80 on the ground the other day in the mall and chose to keep it instead of turning it in. How much is too much to keep?
If it's in a wallet, you return it. If it's
just a
cash
laying
sweaty
there,
wad, grab it.
What food do you eat if you're stressed on game day?
I think that we know the answer.
What about when you played? What was your go-to? So game day, you got morning skate.
Steak and spaghetti.
Like one or the other?
I used to eat the bruschetta, the steak, and the tag.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
So good.
What are your thoughts of bacon on desserts?
No. It's not bad, but no. Bacon's bacon. Just eat the bacon. You need to add it to the ice cream.
Roxette, would you? The blonde...
Well, I was going to say, because isn't there...
Well, not that that's wrong. Doesn't make you bad.
Yeah, sure.
Pork chops or ribs?
Oh, both, but ribs. Like, if I have to pick one over the other, ribs.
Pork chop, underrated.
My dad's favorite.
Yeah?
Dougie's favorite.
If you go to a good restaurant sometime and they've got the pork chop, you're not going to be disappointed.
But ribs? Come on.
Rhett, I'm looking at tickets for game number 3. Found some cheap tickets, except it's only one seat. Is it weird to go to a playoff game alone?
No. Go. Get in the building. Make some noise.
And make some friends around you. You're all going to be wearing red. Have a few and start high-fiving.
Do you really sit there and... It's like going to people... I had people say, you go to movies by yourself?
Yes. What are you sitting there talking? We're having a visit during the show? You don't go to the Flames game to chat it up with your bud. You're there to watch and cheer. Get into it.
That applies for pretty much everything for me. Going to a movie.
You go out for dinner
you
and
go
talk?
Eat what lunch. You go and eat lunch by yourself? All the time. I prefer it, actually.
It's wonderful.
Last day to apply for walleye draw in Alberta.
And I've forgotten to do it.
What lake?
Done.
What lake should a guy go for?
Well, where do you live? Right? Doesn't that kind of play into it?
The fact that you have to put in a draw to fish walleye seems still very weird to me.
I'm going to drive home.
Making some barbecue chicken, what kind of glaze on the butterfly chicken? Chipotle lime or Parmesan honey?
Chipotle lime. Parmesan's for pasta.
This feels like... the trolling a little bit.
I woke up this morning to get ready for work, put on my shirt, only to realize it has a big stain on it. It was already tucked in, so I said screw it and just kept it on. Did I do the right thing?
I did that.
It's funny how the tucking part can be. It's like, no, I'm already tucked. I'd have to untuck and then unbutton and then find another. If I wasn't tucked...
Quit tucking.
I never tuck. Who am I kidding?
I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt.
I've got some connections at work. Going to get We Got the Rooks played at the Dome on Tuesday. So good.
Nice.
Oh, good. Huh? Excellent. What's the best way to... I'm not going to read that. I almost got... How long can you hold a plank for?
Oof.
The planking, it's like...
Before what? Before I fall or before I start shaking? Because I start shaking immediately.
Now, do you do it from the elbows or right up on the hands?
Right, if elbows.
Yeah.
It's not good for my shoulders.
And your butt starts to...
It's so embarrassing. Trainer, okay, do it. Plank for 30 seconds.
Yeah. What am I at? 12.
We should have a plank contest.
Oh, why?
I'd like to see DeForest in the doing a plank.
Be all sweaty. 9 seconds.
Yeah.
I was downtown. Longer guy. Well, here's one. Mayweather or Pacquiao?
I'm going to watch this for sure. And everyone I've talked to, my buddy Spandich down at the gym there.
Yeah?
Trevor said...
he's Muay Thai. It's not really...
I know, but they know what they're talking about, right?
All right.
Old Floyd's going to smack him around.
$200 million. What? A neighbor on my street is pregnant. My wife and I see her regularly smoking. What do I do?
Put a sign out. Just put a sign. Or put a pamphlet in her mailbox. What?
And what does it say?
You're a loser. Clean it up.
Yeah. Is Bailey's a splash of milk and cinnamon over ice a girly drink?
Yes.
Feels kind of girly.
It's very girly. I've never heard of it. Bailey's goes in coffee. That's it.
Here's the last one for Ask Rhett. How many pierogies can you eat in one sitting? I used to do 24.
I was going to say... Dozen is easy.
A dozen is a cakewalk.
20 is normal. 30. I could power through 30. I'm going to pay the price.
It's brought to you by Glenmore Audi. The Spring into Audi sales event is on now with lease and finance rates from 1.9% plus up to $9,500 cash back on select new in-stock inventory. Visit glenmoreaudi.com.
Now, you can't have the sausage. We're just talking, it's just for a pierogi feed, right? You sit down.
It's pierogies,
some sour cream, a little onion, butter. Oh. Will's next, Sports at 960 The Fan.